Grover Norquist isn't a household name. He's never been elected to public office. But Norquist is a powerhouse in Washington. He's gotten 238 House members and 41 senators to sign his pledge to never raise taxes. Only 13 Republicans in Congress have refused to sign it. In a speech to conservative activists this year, Norquist called liberals parasites, and he reaffirmed his vision for the U.S. tax code.
Our job is to say no to tax increases, stop throwing money in the center of the table, put our foot on the air hose, and watch that pile of cash begin to decline.
That's the vision embodied in the pledge. If a Republican deviates from it, conservative activists will pounce, opening up a primary challenge. Thomas Mann is a senior fellow with the think tank, the Brookings Institution. He says in many ways, Norquist's pledge has become the ticket for admission to today's Republican tent.
He's not personally powerful, but his tax pledge has become the signature feature. I call it the holy grail of the contemporary Republican Party, and keeps it from playing any constructive role in putting the country's finances in order.
Will the GOP be willing to budge on taxes in the next round of the debt debate? If it's up to Arizona Republicans, the answer is no. And first-term Flagstaff Congressman Paul Gosar says his opposition to taxes isn't because of Norquist.
I think it's common sense. You know, you can't raise taxes because that's what's killing the uncertainty of taxes and the uncertainty of rules and regulations are just killing people.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain also quickly brushes aside the criticism that Norquist controls the GOP on taxes.
We're just against increasing tax rates, which the president himself says is bad for the economy in hard economic times.
McCain says he's hoping Congress can overhaul the tax code without raising rates on anyone's personal income.
Well, we have pledged to close loopholes and to make the tax code simpler.
But Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva says just closing loopholes won't get the nation's fiscal house in order. He says Norquist and his pledge have too big of a hold on the GOP.
Norquist could take pride in the fact that he held all these Republicans through this whole session, and in the process of doing that, actually prevented any real compromise, prevented any meeting in the middle.
Grijalva says he's never witnessed such a unified Republican Party.
Prior to that pledge, and I've been here almost 10 years, there was some room in the middle. Now it seems to be that if members move toward that middle, the threat comes on them, and then the retribution and election time comes. And it's thus far it's been effective because he's able to control the herd.
But some Republicans, like Arizona's Trent Franks, says it's not that they don't want revenue flowing into Washington.
I'm all for increasing revenues, but I want to increase it by growing the economy, not by putting more burden on it in the form of increased tax rates.
At the start of the next Congress, economists are hoping the two parties can forge a broad compromise to cut the nation's debt. All eyes will be on Republicans, especially the eyes of Grover Norquist. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.